Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yesterday, all the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Vito to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason, you know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it, tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 7th. I'm your host, John Armstrong, and with me today is Mary. How you doing, Mary?
Great. I feel like I was just here. I think I was doing the update on Thursday, so it hasn't been too long, but I'm excited to continue talking about this week. It's funny, when you do updates multiple times in the same week, you're like, very invested because you've seen all the moves happen. So it's been fun to track. And yesterday was there's a bit to talk about. So
oh boy, it's a full day of things going on here. We are of course here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. It was day 32 in the house, and We had a veto draw, a veto competition. We had lots of different people pushing for different targets and plans, and ultimately came down to one final decision, which we will get to later in the night. But first, we have to take you on the roller coaster that was yesterday's live feeds. So Michael is the HOH. And he has nominated Terrence, Monty, and Joseph for eviction. The public plan is that this is a backdoor attempt on Daniel. However, secretly, Kyle has been pitching to Michael and Brittany that they should really just hopefully leave noms the same and take out Terrence, or maybe even put up Turner and Jasmine and take out Jasmine. Or maybe if they really want to be risque, they can take a shot at Monty and leave him on the block. Reason being that Kyle thinks that, hey, there might be a kind of like a cookout thing going on here with Monty and Joseph and Taylor and Terrence and Jasmine and Indy. And so we need to be careful about that. So Kyle is pushing in that direction. Now, from Michael's viewpoint, this is all leading into today. Michael's viewpoint, he feels as though he is concerned that there's some kind of group going on between Monty, Joseph, Indy, Jasmine, and the other person that I am forgetting, Terrence. I always forget Terrence in that group. But he does not believe that Taylor is involved. The only reason he thinks that alliance is real at all is because Monty and Joseph keep telling him that there is an alliance of those people. So he is a little concerned about it. So he is thinking along the lines of like Terrence or Jasmine leaving would be nice. And he is also like, there is also a small chance that I might want to take a shot at Monty. And then you have Jasmine, Turner, Jasmine, Terrence, Alyssa, and Indy, who are all really hoping that the noms stay the same so that they can take out Monty. And Daniel, of course, is on board with that as well. And Terrence is willing to throw the veto to make sure that they stay on the block so that that shot can be taken at Monty. Now, in the meantime, the rest of the leftovers are all just like, yeah, we're just chilling. We're going to take out Daniel.
So my favorite part of all of this, obviously, is the coming off back to back to back votes where the person that Alyssa and Indy and Jasmine and Terrence either wanted to go home or the person who put themselves up on the block went home. I don't know why they think they're like, last week we didn't have Kyle and Michael. But this week we totally do. And so this week our plan is totally going to go through. And Terrence, you should just stay up there because nothing could possibly go wrong with this plan at all. Even though like less than a day or two ago, they said, oh, I'm sure that Monty and Joseph are glad that Terrence is part of their team because they think he'll go home. So it's like they understand that that is the thought process that Monty and Joseph and presumably a bigger alliance have. So we love people making fool of themselves. Not that the Monty thing wasn't something that Kyle and even Michael thought about, but it's the fact that it's only a thought and it's not a guarantee.
Yes. Well, a big part of this is that ideally Daniel and Kyle can win the veto and that will really help not have it be used. However, once we got to the veto draw, Daniel and Kyle were not chosen to play. Now, yesterday, the veto draw happened right at the end of the update and there were some false reports that it was Alyssa, Indy, and Taylor that were playing in the veto, but that was not the case. It was Jasmine and Turner that were chosen to play in the veto.
Which is also interesting because obviously I don't know that this would have gone down the same way, but part of the worry that Michael had of putting Kyle and Daniel on the block initially would be this scenario where Turner and Jasmine are the other two picked to play and then Michael has to beat Daniel and Kyle themselves. So it's a from that perspective, it was good that they did put Monty, Joseph, and Terrence.
Yes. So we're 6 minutes in. That starts our day. There's a lot of backstory. We got to make sure that you're understanding where we're coming from here. We start the day. And just in case you were concerned, you were like, hey, Taryn, I feel like there was a lot of Taylor bashing going on in the early parts of this season. And I feel like, where did that go? I've missed the Taylor bashing. Yeah,
it's over and never happening again.
Don't worry. Jasmine, Terrence, and Indy are here to help you out. These three really love the Taylor bashing. They're complaining about Taylor. You know, some people just need to learn how to be humble, like us. And Jasmine, she says, yeah, she doesn't want to come off as a mean girl, but gosh, she overdoes it every time, just with all of everything. Like, oh, the strawberries. Oh my God.
Jasmine is saying that someone overdoes it. Jasmine. Yeah.
Just overdoes it all the time. And Indy's sitting there like, you know, I can be a lot too, actually. So maybe I need to tone myself down too sometimes. And they're like, oh, no, 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 no. We like you. We need you. You are refreshing. You're too much in a great way. We love how you're too much.
Indy, you're misunderstanding. It's not that we really care about the things Taylor's doing. We just don't like Taylor.
Yes.
So it's only bad when Taylor does it.
Yes. And we also did complain about you earlier in the season, but now you're fine because you're with us against Taylor and we don't have other options.
It's so sad that they say these things. And I guess it's the whole like, well, not to be a mean person, but, and then says stuff, which somehow allows them to, whenever they sort of start questioning whether or not they're mean to Taylor, they're like, well, we're not mean to Taylor because we'd sort of clarified it in the
conversation.
Remember
that time I said not to be a mean girl, but that was me not being a mean girl.
Yeah. We may or may not talk about it later. So I'll just put this out here later on in the night. Indy is going to say that the greatest advice she ever got was to not be mean to people. So just let that sit.
This is what they mean when they come out of the house and they say, you know, live feeds don't show everything because clearly you guys missed that time that I said not to be mean, but.
Right.
If you had seen that, I feel like
it would have made sense.
Yeah, you would have got it.
Yeah.
And that also that time I talked about how the best advice I had was not to be mean to people. Like, obviously, that means I'm not mean.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
I'm glad that I'm learning this because now I can just use this everywhere. I can be as mean as I want as long as I first say not to be mean, but.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. All right. Glad we covered that.
Kyle and Brittany are going to talk about pulling Alyssa in. Remember, this is what Kyle's been doing. He's like, I'm starting to feel like we're like when we started The Leftovers, like, where do we fit in with this new group that Monty and Joseph keep talking about? Brittany says, I mean, I feel you, but I just wish I felt better about Daniel specifically. Like, because we're not talking about like Monty and Indy and Jasmine. We're talking about Daniel. We're talking about keeping Daniel. And I don't know how good I feel about keeping Daniel in the house. Brittany is going to be big on just like, let's just make sure that we're remembering in all of these talks that we're talking about Daniel, that Daniel's going to be here another week and that Daniel's going to be on the jury.
Yeah. And I mean, also, Brittany knows that Daniel has been throwing Michael's name around as being a threat or a person to go after, a person who could win the game. So she's, of course, going to stick with that side. Brittany also is one of the few people who's keeping Taylor's best interests in heart at heart as well, and knows that Daniel has been mean to Taylor. So, you know, Brittany doing the good work here. I'm happy about it.
Yeah. Kyle, though, continues to try and like push for Alyssa to, you know, join this group. Alyssa said she really liked that checkers group from last night. Remember, I talked about this yesterday, that all six of these people, Michael, Brittany, Taylor, Alyssa, Kyle, Turner, were all up in the HOH room playing checkers together for a long period of time. And I was like, will somebody bring it up? Will somebody make this semi-official? Nobody did. And it feels as though, as the events of the day play out, very missed opportunity here, very big missed opportunity here, because if they had locked something in, it would have given them some foundation to rest on moving forward from there. But they did not.
What, remind me, was Taylor in that group playing checkers?
She was. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is hypothesis. And I think that this is, it's not been directly said. So just take this from me as hypothesis, but it seems like part of the reason that might not have also happened, at least on Kyle's side, mm-hmm. is that I don't think Kyle really, it's not that I think that he like actively doesn't want Taylor to be in the group. I think that Brittany has been doing a lot to be like, she's with us though. She's like, come on. But I think that has got to play a factor into it, is that he's still bringing up Taylor's name. She's always like the last in something. Like he'll say, oh, it's, you know, Monty and Joseph are working with Terrence and Jasmine and Indy and probably Taylor. It's like he has no evidence that Taylor is with them. If anything, Brittany continues to bring up evidence of like, Taylor wanted to go against Monty. Monty and Taylor didn't like each other. Excuse me, for the first part of the game. Indy doesn't like Taylor. Taylor's with us. She's worked more with us. But the fact that it's been so frustrating for me that both sides, neither one of these groups, has actively tried to really, really lock in Taylor. And I'm like, this is a person in the house that is a number. And when you're getting close to considering flips that might be like 5-4 or, you know, 6-5, like those numbers, you need any number on your side. And I know that Brittany's trying, but I think since Brittany is not 100% sold on the group that Kyle's pitching also, it's probably why she didn't bring it up that night. But I think a lot of it is just Kyle not, like, I think if Taylor wasn't in that room playing checkers, I think Kyle would have even more solidified that group. But
I agree.
Again, hypothesis, based on reading it.
Yeah, I'm 100% in on that hypothesis. I think 1,000% that is what happened is that he felt like, and I think he even did say, I can't remember exactly, and I don't have it written down, but I think he did say like, oh, like if Taylor hadn't been there, or like if it had just been like, if we had known, if it had been just a little bit more solidified, like maybe we could have brought something up last night. And so I fully think that that's the case, because I think that if Taylor hadn't been there, he would have been like, this is the group, guys. Because another reason I'm saying that is just throughout the day today, day 32, he's going to be bringing up the fact that he does not trust Taylor because he thinks that Taylor is in with Monty and Joseph and the rest of the group, because they all share a similar motivation coming into the game. And we'll get to that.
Taylor apropos of nothing.
Exactly. So. And this is everything that I talked about 2 days ago, where I'm just like Kyle's paranoia over a potential new cookout alliance is completely tunnel visioning him and putting him in a situation where like this new group was very good for Kyle, but he is shooting himself in the foot, like in both feet. Like left and right, and he can't get out of his own head with these biases that he has.
He's right to start thinking about the leftovers and the threats there and where he stands within that group. That's correct. And it's right of him to start looking at the outside and say, like, doesn't behoove me to get rid of Alyssa or even Daniel. Those elements are correct. The part that he's wrong about is the fact that he is seeing a separate alliance that doesn't exist, creating an incorrect read on why it might exist, and then putting people in that alliance that aren't in there, mostly meaning Taylor in that scenario.
Mm-hmm. Like I'll say this, because there's a lot we have to get through with Kyle, but I think that if Kyle was putting this together, was willing to include Taylor, but also wasn't so paranoid about like the people of color in the game coming together and having a similar cause, then he would be able to recognize that he has a much better hold on Monty than almost anyone else in the leftovers. He could be in with Monty, pull Taylor in that direction, while also creating a group on the other side that has Michael and Brittany. And he could be playing the middle, pinning both sides against each other, which is a fantastic spot for him. But he's so locked in on this idea that he can't see it. So
instead of recognizing the good spot he's in, he's trying to pigeonhole himself into a worse spot.
Exactly. Brittany just continues to like talk about, cause Kyle's like, I'm just worried that Taylor's going to go in with Monty and Joseph. Brittany says, I just don't see Taylor joining them. Monty comes in and they talk about how nice the bestie twist is and how it keeps them safe as a big alliance. Which made me think about like just the bestie twist in general. And just again, how lucky the Big Brother producers are that like all day today, this is so rare, but the entirety of the fan base was on pins and needles. Like, oh my God, please, 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 Big Alliance, stick together. Please, Big Alliance, stick together. Please, come on. We need them to stick together. Like, how rare is that, right? But Big Brother somehow lucked into it and happened to have a twist that keeps the Big Alliance together.
Well, yeah. I mean, I said it once. I'll say it again. The fans are enjoying what is happening in spite of all the efforts Big Brother has done, both in casting and with their twists. And they got lucky that a big alliance formed that was the underdogs that the fans are rooting for.
Yeah.
Most of the time that does not happen. Look at the past. Like, you know, and I know we've workshopped many times, like how to create a twist that actively breaks up big alliances. And somehow they always go for the opposite.
Oh, what are you going to do?
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So, Jasmine talks to Alyssa. It's not a super important conversation, but just in case you were wondering, you know, how Muffingate is going, no major Muffin updates, but Jasmine has been left very anti-Turner. She wants Turner to go. She hates him. Alyssa's like, you'd take a shot at Turner? She's like, Michael is literally sitting right here, like a way bigger threat than Turner to win. He's won like a billion competitions. And Jasmine's like, whatever. Turner hasn't even played in that many competitions. And they talk about how great it would be to get Monty out this week, which is going to continue to be kind of the thing here.
Yeah, I love Jasmine being like, well, Michael's only won because he's like had a better chance because he's played in so many, and he his back was up against a wall. He was on the block, so he had more opportunities. Like, it's fine. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sure. Turner inadvertently saving Michael by sabotaging the muffins.
So Kyle's gonna have another cam talk. And get ready. He's now in the past, he's done these. He does these little recaps. They're kind of like TikTok versions. He usually throws some TikTokiness in there. So he's going to talk to the cams. He says, look, ideally this week, we take out Monty or Joseph. We make a new alliance with Alyssa and Daniel. This is great. It's kind of like what we did with Taylor a few weeks ago, where we brought in Taylor because she was alone, and now we're going to bring in Daniel. Like, Daniel is the new Taylor, and we're going to make a new alliance. And he's like, I'm just worried that Joseph and Terrence, Joseph and Terrence aren't going to want to ride out with us. Joseph and Monty aren't going to want to ride things out with us with me and Michael, once they have all these other options in front of them. If we take out Daniel, we take out Alyssa, like, why would Joseph and Montu choose us over these other people? He says, I'm wondering, should I bring up the pound to Michael to make this happen? In like worst case scenario, like maybe we just try to take out Jasmine. Take out Jasmine. Maybe that's the play, because that's an easier shot. We get, because Turner would be down because he wants Jasmine out. Man, I just really like Alyssa. She's so pretty. I really like her. It's like, you know, like I bet the casting directors were like, I know that he's going to fall for this girl. Oh my God, though. I just haven't been sleeping at all because of Terrence's snoring. I'm sleeping like 2 hours a night. I might move my stuff up to the have not room and just sleep on the floaties, because then I'll like that'll be better sleep than what I'm getting with Terrence. It's just like so much. Oh my God. And like we were just talking about this on the Q&A, talking about how like sleep deprivation, like how does that actually impact the game? You do see it sometimes, especially like particularly bad sleep deprivation. I think that Kyle is definitely in the middle of this. And that's part of why he's getting so messy, I think, is this sleep deprivation. Obviously, I think the biases that he's clearly holding exist outside of sleep deprivation. But in terms of like how messy he is in the game and what's going to happen in this conversation, this cam talk, very much sleep deprived, fueled. He starts shouting out his family. And he just like, shout out to mom. Oh, it's just so hard. It's so hard. I can't sleep. I'm just not good at these games. I'm not good at these freaking things. Oh my God. Oh, look, mom, you'd be so much better at this than me. Oh, I'm such a baby. Oh my God. Looks at a picture of Mike. Look at Michael and Hayden. Look how happy they are. That's what I want with Alyssa. Oh. All right. Okay. All right. I love you guys. I'm sorry if I've said some dumb stuff. I probably have.
Yeah, okay, in this conversation.
Hold on. Now I've got to dance. I've got to dance. Okay.
Taryn is dancing and crying, waving his arms around. Yeah. Okay, kind of looks like one of those things that wave in the wind, the big wobbly guys.
Okay. All right, Kyle, laugh at the world. Okay. It's not on me anymore. Never mind. Oh, no, it's not on me. It's not on me. No. Okay. Okay. I greet this day with love in my heart. I will persist until I succeed. I am nature's greatest miracle. I live every day as if it is my last. I will be the master of my emotions. I will laugh at the world. I will multiply my value by 100-fold. I will act now, and I will thank God. I love this game. Okay, yeah. And he starts dancing again.
Taryn's still dancing. Sorry, I forgot to put that part in. Yeah. Hashtag nature's greatest miracle. Taryn, one critique. So if I could just give you a couple tips here. Yeah. I think you should have brought some water, splash it on your face during the crying, really made it trickle down your face. That would have been
good. You don't see the tears?
Yeah. You forgot the, part.
See, the problem is doing that shakes the headphones out of my ear.
Yeah. There's danger in podcasting and dancing. And another great performance by Taryn.
Go ahead.
Don't hear that. Yeah. It was a roller coaster of a cam talk. Have we ever seen someone do cam talks in the way that Kyle does in this? Like, I mean, people have been sort of performative before, but it's interesting. And by that, I mean like literally making it a performance. But it's really interesting to see him like incorporate the so many different things that happened here.
Well, so it's interesting. Like, we did see Brittany earlier in the season give herself a pep talk and like talk through these very vulnerable emotions. But what's interesting about Kyle doing it is that he, again, it's like the TikTok version, and he has he very clearly has this sort of like he goes from like game mode Kyle to thinking about home, can't sleep, vulnerable Kyle to no, I'm literally going to shake this off via TikTok dance. TikTok Kyle, who he's got that version of him as well. No, I don't think we've ever seen a TikToker in this way.
Yeah, this is also funny in that He's doing all of this here in the house. And later on, Alyssa's going to talk and she's going to be like, yeah, I like Kyle, but like,
oh, that's, I don't know how I feel about his TikTok dancing. That's spoilers. That's spoilers.
Okay, sorry. Sorry, spoilers. We're going to get to it. I didn't know it was a big plot point.
It's a big okay. plot point. It's important. It's important to get there after.
Sorry, sorry. We'll come back to it. We'll come back to it. Okay.
It's you gotta have a rise and a fall.
Right, right. Sorry. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. That was just a little. That was like on the commercial break. Like, and coming up, Alyssa's thoughts on Kyle.
So Michael and Brittany are gonna talk again. They do agree Alyssa should be the last to go of the non-leftovers. It's just tough because it's hard to justify it. They talk about Jasmine being a genuine threat. She is a social threat. She is somebody that could theoretically make a case in the end of the game. And they talk about Kyle and they're like, I really don't think Kyle knows what he's talking about when he's talking about this, like all of these people are working together. He definitely doesn't know what he's talking about when it comes to Taylor. And Kyle kind of interrupts the conversation by coming in and starting to pitch more of that. He's like, I'm just nervous about this alliance that Monty talked about. I think it was a mistake. I think he made a mistake telling us about it. I just feel like the pecking order once we get to 7 is not great for us. And I just don't know where Taylor falls. And Brittany's like, I really feel like Taylor is more with us. And he's like, I worry about her late night conversations with Joseph. And their whys for being here are so similar. Like, I don't know. I just feel like they have to be working together. And Brittany's like, I don't know. I feel like Turner is more of a question for me than Taylor. It's like, really? I feel like Turner's fine. Turner's easily influenced. Brittany's like, that tracks because I feel like Pooch didn't like me early in the game and he must have been in Turner's ear. They're like, well, but we really feel like we have Taylor. And if we have Taylor and we have Turner, as you're saying, then we got 5-2. Within the alliance. That's a pretty decent setup, actually. And he's like, yeah, but I don't know. I don't know that we have Taylor. And I feel like they've got like Jasmine and Indy and Terrence. Like what I'm saying is that like Monty and Amira had a final two from day one. And his reason for that was she was a strong, as Kyle says, African-American woman that would like was intelligent and would represent the season well. And he was so shocked when he found out that she like betrayed that. And I don't think he would have flipped on that final two without Amira having betrayed it to Alyssa. And so like hearing his reasons, I really just feel like he would also have a final two with Terrence and with Jasmine and with Joseph and with Taylor and like with Indy too. Like, I just feel like he's going to have so many of those final twos.
Is he not remembering that at this exact same time that Monty is doing this with Amira, he's actively hating on Taylor at that time?
Like, yeah. And also wasn't loyal to Amira.
Yeah. Like, I hear we keep bringing up this thing that like Monty is not helping himself by telling the members of the leftovers that he has these like other relationships or that other people have approached him with alliances. But also there is the factor that like, yeah, like remember that, but Monty is also telling you this. He's telling you this. He's not like keeping it from you. He's kind of trust his words and his actions more so than just like what you think he might want to do. In this scenario, I think Brittany kind of has more of the correct read, which is like, we don't know for sure that Monty and Joseph would flip on us to be with these other people. But we do know for sure that like the three of us and Taylor and possibly Turner could be together. That's what we know. This conversation was Kyle, you know, you just told the camera, sorry if you're looking stupid and.
Yes.
There it is.
And so I think Michael in the middle of this is kind of like, is sort of, again, sort of like in the middle where he's like, I don't really agree with what Kyle is saying, but I am concerned if what Monty is saying is true and that there is an alliance there, because that doesn't put us in a very good place if we do take out both Daniel and Alyssa moving forward. And he won't have control over who goes next, depending on who wins HOH. So if he takes out Daniel, then Alyssa's probably the next person to go if Monty and Joseph are looking to not take out the people that they have. And so that's kind of what he's like. My concern is that, like, hey, yeah, like they win HOH next week. They don't really have anybody to target except for us. And Brittany though is pretty firmly against it for pretty much the whole day. Just like, okay, I get Monty is obviously huge threat to win this game. I get that. But I think when we have these conversations, we're still forgetting that Daniel will still be in the house. Okay. And I trust Monty more than I trust Daniel. And Kyle's like, really? She's like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I think Michael, like you're saying, Michael is thinking about his own threat level, where to stand. Michael is a big fan of the game and knows, like, he already went into this game saying, I could never see myself having been in alliance with any of the like big athletic dudes. So it's he's questioning the position he's in, but he doesn't agree with Kyle's reasoning behind why he's saying that. But he is actively trying to figure out, is this a better game move for me? And then Brittany, on the other hand, is like, you know, she had mentioned, I think you had mentioned in yesterday's update that like she's very sort of aware of where her win equity is in the game. And it certainly does not benefit her to have someone like Daniel still in the game. Like, we're kind of trying to go after the enemy that we don't know instead of the one that we do here.
Yes. So Kyle says, I just need to talk to Daniel and see where his head's at, because I do think that he would be willing to wear this. And Brittany's like, yeah, I'm sure he'll say it. But like, of course he's going to say it. He's in a position where he has to. So I just don't know. So Kyle leaves. Joseph comes in and they talk about the veto. And it's, again, it's just like, really, really not helping the cause here, Joseph, because he's like, oh, don't worry, Jasmine, if she wins, she'll definitely use the veto. I couldn't see Jasmine wanting me or Monty out at all. And we still have Terrence, and Indy really trusts us. So like, we're totally fine. Don't worry about it. We'll get out Daniel. It'll be great.
Yeah, it doesn't help. And for Michael's part, he does say like he doesn't really care who wins the veto, because since they already have an obvious target with Daniel, it's like if he has to put Daniel up, nobody's going to be shocked or upset by that, really. Even Daniel knows.
Mm-hmm. So Kyle, in the meantime, talks to Alyssa, and she tells him that Brittany told her that Monty is maybe in an alliance with Joseph, Jasmine, Terrence, and Indy in a conversation that they had. But she says, but that's not true at all, because they all want Monty out. Kyle's like,
Kyle, your whole read is so wrong. Also, the fact that Kyle was so sure, like, oh, well, we'll just have Alyssa, and of course, Alyssa will turn her back on Jasmine and Indy, the people that she spends all of her time with.
This is the thing, like, so not only have Kyle's misreads made him miss an opportunity to lock a group in, as well as sort of like this pitch that they don't have Taylor is sort of like keeping Brittany and Michael from really diving in. And then also trying to, like, he's just trying to force so many things into one. Again, this group is fantastic for Kyle, but it's sort of like how in government, like, when they try to pass bills and that it should be just a simple bill, but then they throw other nonsense in, and then like, well, with that other nonsense, these riders, we can't pass this. Like, Kyle's trying to put all of the riders into this alliance. He's trying to put, like, okay, so we're going to get these people together, and we're going to have, and that's because there's a whole other alliance going over there, that has all of these people in it. And with this alliance, we're gonna take a shot at Monty this week. We're not gonna put me up. We're gonna keep Daniel safe. We're gonna reel Daniel in. And then these people are all working with Monty and Joseph. And Monty and Joseph are doing this over here. And it's like, no, just have these people come together. It's very simple. People want security in the game. Offer them security. You don't have to have all of these other things. You're making it too complicated, and you're giving this whole plan so many points of failure. And guess what? All of those points are failures.
Yeah, because if Kyle was just like, here's the group I want, we'd work well together, let's get him in a room and agree on it. Boom. But it's the fact that he's trying to come up with a justification of why they need to band together. I mean, probably because it worked with the leftovers might be part of his thought. Like, we need a reason to go against, right? We need to be the outsiders of something else. And so when he's trying to do that, though, the problem is, there's a billion little holes in everything he's saying. And anytime someone like Brittany or Alyssa here brings up like, yeah, but see, your reasoning for that group getting together is incorrect. So when you base your whole alliance on that reasoning, it falls apart instead of just being like, hey, let's get together because we could work together.
It's so simple. Monty and Joseph are clearly a duo. They're massive endgame comp threats. They'll both win if they sit together in the end. We need to make sure that we have numbers just in case they decide to take an early shot because they recognize their position. Let's just create our own backup group just in case. So easy. Make that backup group. Let things develop from there. Yeah. Couldn't do it. Nope. So... Daniel, Terrence, and Jasmine are talking. Again, in case you were like, wow, only one Taylor bashing session today? No.
No.
Jasmine is talking about how Taylor is, making plays on these people in the house. The others, they're so naive because Taylor is just working them. She sees it. And Terrence says, yeah, like a hoe on a stroll. And she says, yeah, like a mule on a carrot.
Are these phrases? Is this a thing?
I've personally never heard them before, but I definitely don't like them.
Yep, they don't sound great. Yeah. Also, as we've said, no one group of people has really, really securely locked Taylor in. And if anyone has, it's Brittany, who is not one of the naive guys, according to Jasmine. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Super fun. And, you know, for all the people who are like, why do you guys keep talking about Taylor? Because they keep talking about Taylor. She can't. It's like Taylor is living rent free in their mind. And I would love to know how I can bottle up whatever it is the Taylor's got. Because if I could have an ounce of that power.
Taylor.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Some people were like, you had an interview with Nicole and all of your questions were about Taylor. Yeah. All of her game was about Taylor. Also, it was a 5-minute interview. We had more questions.
Yeah. And, you know, that's something, and this is a side note, but I'm wondering at what point in the game are people going to stop asking those questions to the people who leave the house once, like, we sort of...
Once we hit jury and we're not allowed to anymore.
Well, there's that. I was going to say once this diminishes, but it hasn't diminished so far. They're still talking about Taylor.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. So... Feeds go down for the veto.
Woo, finally.
Okay. They play in the veto. Turns out it was Otev. Very, very early for Otev. Can't say I'm a fan.
Yeah, I feel like Otev to a lot of people is sort of like this point that you make it to in the game. And while not everyone plays it, it's usually a higher percentage of the house. But I guess they figured with this twist, they could make it work.
Except it also doesn't make sense to play Otev with the bestie twist. They had to play individually anyway.
Yeah. So it's not like, oh, we've got this. Because the other vetoes have been more partnery. So there were a couple things that were said throughout the day that a little bit confused me. So I just want to double check with this. you think that the veto though still worked the same the other partner ones did, where any individual in like any
yes,
if Terrence so, won, would all three of them have had the opportunity to use the veto?
Yeah, my understanding is that the competition was played individually, but if whichever individual won it for the team, they then all had the veto and all would be able to use the veto, just like, you know, any previous bestie veto.
Okay.
So that's my understanding, at least. So they played in the veto. This was apparently quite a dangerous one, because Turner may have like dislocated his knee, and Brittany like tore hers up. Ended up needing stitches in her knee, and it was pretty pretty brutal, apparently. But the final two players in OTEV were, or apparently the final four were, I believe, Monty, Joseph, Terrence, and Michael. And so all of the Monty, Joseph, Terrence bestie group against Michael. Monty and Joseph were then eliminated. The final two were Terrence and Michael, and Terrence threw the competition to Michael. Now, Michael may have won anyway, but Terrence apparently actively threw this competition, which means that Michael has won his fourth veto in 5 weeks, and will control all of the action this week.
Ooh. So as I said before, whether or not Terrence was going to win, actively, intentionally put himself at risk of staying on the block. Actively, having just come out of a week where they knew that there was an alliance that they were not a part of that was controlling the votes.
These people can't help but pooch themselves.
It's, you know, there's been a lot of talk comparing to Fauti. No one said that before. Fauti. But
remember that Fauti alliance?
Fauti alliance. But it's not even like a who flipped. It's not like they're getting swindled. They're doing this to themselves.
Yeah.
And if Terrence stays, it will have been against his own better wishes, basically.
Yeah. So so Michael now has won another competition. He has four vetoes. The record in one season is five. So he is fast approaching that record, as there are this is final 12, which
yeah,
means 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. He's got eight more vetoes he can win.
Yeah. It's so funny because I just feel like looking at this cast, you wouldn't say, oh, Michael's going to win every competition. I would have said, yeah, he's got pretty good build to win a couple. But I mean, no one's even holding a candle. It's amazing.
He just needs to win three more HOHs, one more veto. And I believe that's what he needs. And then he'll tie Janelle. And I was going to say, though, like, well, you know, he won a duo veto. Like, does that really count as much? And then I remembered, well, Janelle won a duo HOH to start her record. And then I was like, and also like people are throwing the competition to Michael. And I was like, well, also people are throwing competitions to Janelle. So yeah, you know what? Definitely still fully on board with this. He is definitely in there for the record.
Yep. At least just by looking at numbers for sure. That's amazing. Yeah. Now in terms of we kind of skirted over it, but in terms of the injuries, like, what is going on here? Apparently the things, because in OTEV, normally the things you grab are like not cardboard, but basically cardboard or some kind of like soft sheet thing. And apparently they kept talking about how they were like sharp glass or plastic, like sharp edges.
Yeah, I could see that. Like, because, you know, they're like these little symbols. Remember one time it was like a pill bottle.
Yeah.
Shape. I could see that they might have like sharp edges.
Give them gloves or something. Ooh.
I mean, they need gloves for their knees. Knee gloves.
It's called knee pads.
And then I think usually the biggest thing is the climb up the slide and then you know, slipping and knees scraping and all of that. So
well, we're definitely. We just talked numbers with Michael. What's the record for most puts you out of competitions injuries that we've ever had? Because depending on how Terrence's knee does and Brittany's knee does, we could have like a scenario where next week we have three people sitting out of a competition.
I mean, that would probably be this in terms of like making people sit out of competitions, because sitting out of competitions is very rare.
I think I said Terrence, I meant Turner's knee. Sorry.
I mean, if somebody actually, if two people had to sit out of a competition, I think that's the most amount of people that have had to sit out of a competition at one time. Definitely just really, you know, highlights how dangerous OTEV is all the way back to, you know, James's harm. The harm that Janelle did to him. So Michael has won this veto, and I think it goes without saying he didn't need this veto. In my opinion, like, again, and because I'm the person that has been pushing multiple things: A, get out the physical threats before the end game, and B, win competitions when you can, to a point. You know, everything in moderation, Michael. You don't need to win four vetoes in 5 weeks. He didn't really need to win the second veto he won. He really didn't need to win this one. The only reason to win this veto is if he was actually going to make the move. And if he decides not to make the move, then it was an entirely, you know, pointless veto to win, because he could have just had somebody else win it and everything would have been fine.
I think he's got a clear backup option in Daniel, and he can't even pull the I had to beat Terrence so that he wouldn't win, because he's partnered with Joseph and Monty. So it doesn't work out that way. I don't know. I say all that, but I'm not generally one for I'm so competitive that I couldn't possibly throw a competition. But I do think you're in Big Brother, and maybe you're thinking, I mean, it's kind of early, but maybe Michael's just thinking, they could try to target me, but I could just win out.
Yeah. I mean, I think there are, in his mind at the time, it was A, it's OTEV, and B, I want the option to make this move if I decide I want to. And I do think there is a small benefit to him, maybe even not a small, a decently sized benefit to him winning this veto that was perhaps not quite as intentional, but definitely helpful. Probably, but I still don't think it was worth the trade-off. But we'll talk about it. So Michael's going to tell Michael, Monty, and Joseph, because here's the thing: he could have told them this anyway, and still he could have been like. So Michael tells Monty and Joseph, Terrence threw this to me before we did the thing. He was like, "Yeah, you go out and you win this. It's time to play, Michael. It's time to play the game." He clearly threw the competition to me. He clearly wants me to not use the veto so that he can take one of the two of you out. And this is the benefit that I'm talking about. Michael winning means that he's able to expose that people want Monty to leave, because they might start talking to him about that. But the thing is, again, he could have just used that and also then been like, he really wanted me to win, but I threw it to him anyway, or whatever the case may be. They're ruminating on that. In the meantime, Kyle's going to talk to Daniel and tell him, you need to pitch to Michael. This is not over yet. Michael won. We can get Michael to not use it. And then we can take a shot. You just need to pitch to him that you're willing to pledge your loyalty to him. And that you really like Brittany and Alyssa and me and Turner, and you want to work with us, make that pitch. So Daniel, he goes and he makes that pitch. We'll see. It doesn't really matter.
Also, I just wanted to say in the conversation with Michael and Monty and Joseph, Joseph also bringing up what we had talked about last week, which was Turner's wild move to last minute try to switch the votes to Taylor after he had spent so long telling
Terrence's
gosh. Ugh, freaking names. Terrence's pitch last week to last minute after telling Monty and Joseph that he was definitely on board with getting Nicole out, last minute being like, actually, what if we get Taylor out? And so they're realizing this as well. And since they're having this conversation with Michael, Michael's also like, man, it doesn't seem like they're as close to Terrence as Kyle thinks.
Yeah, weird.
Weird.
You'd think because of their common motivations and goals.
Right. Because of their why.
Backgrounds that they would be working together.
Weird.
Kyle talks to Brittany. And Brittany says she really thinks the other side is working together after all, because Terrence just tried to throw that veto and they're all talking about trying to take out Monty. And apparently Alyssa was going around telling people that that I told her that Monty has an alliance with these people. Like, what's up with that? This is really upsetting. Kyle's like, oh, man, what? Well, I mean, you know, that's probably true, but maybe we should not be telling people about this, because we don't want them to target Alyssa, right? Because Alyssa's with us. And she's like, oh, yeah, well, I did already tell everyone. And he's like, yeah, that's chill. That's cool. That's fine. Brittany's like, I just don't get why they would be pitching for Monty to go if they're aligned with him. It really seems like they're all working together and not with Monty. And Kyle's like, yeah, but like Alyssa definitely wants to work with us. Remember, she would much prefer to work with us. And Brittany is like, I thought you didn't talk game with Alyssa. It's like, oh, yeah, no, totally. Don't talk game with her at all. Just the one thing. She mentioned that one thing to me one time, that she definitely wants to work with us. So, you know, we should probably be chill on the Alyssa thing, because we want to work with her. And Brittany's like, yeah, I don't know, Kyle. I don't know. And they get interrupted.
Love Brittany just calling Kyle out on all of this. It's so great. It's so good. Yeah. I mean, Kyle spent the whole early part of the day trying to convince them that there is this solid alliance that instantly after the veto is so obvious that does not exist.
Yeah. Isn't he again, because when he started the proposition for this group, it had nothing to do with this weird cookout theory. The second he introduced the cookout theory and like started really running with it, he based his entire group proposal on that thread, which is not a solid thread and has been immediately untied here into, yeah, doesn't exist. So maybe we can just ditch this group, especially now that he's been pitching so hard against it. It's like, well, Kyle wants to be against them. He can.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
So in the meantime, Jasmine is up in the HOH room. She's going to pitch to Michael. Hey, now is the time to take out a big threat. Monty, big player. When I came into this game, I knew I wanted to take out big male dominant players. I've already done that. Now's the time for you to do it, Michael. You know, we got to take this shot. You can't use the veto. We got to take out Monty. And Michael's like, oh, wow, really? You want me to take out Monty? You're definitely not working with Monty, huh? Interesting. So here's my problem. Who else is working against Monty? I mean, who else would vote Monty out? Where would the votes be? If I were to do that, I would need votes. So where are my votes? Well, easy. Alyssa, Indy, myself, Terrence, or Terrence, you, obviously on the block. Daniel.
If you promise Daniel safety, probably Daniel.
Easy. It's just those people. And Michael's like, okay, I'm writing these down. Can you just say these again for me? My allies. I mean, the votes that are there, Alyssa, Indy, Daniel, and Terrence, and myself. It's gonna be great. Okay, perfect. Now, hold on. Can I just one more time for the recorder?
Yeah. So got two pieces of information. Number one, fake Cookout Alliance doesn't exist because they're trying to target each other. Second part, hey, remember that group of other people who are not in the leftovers?
She's naming the old school alliance.
Yeah. They're still together. You got out Nicole, so they don't have the numbers, but they didn't completely splinter like you thought they would. So you're all over here concerned on picking up pieces when you still have a group that's actively working together.
Yeah. So Brittany ends up joining. Jasmine continues the pitch. She goes through it again, just continues to bury things and everyone and Kyle. And Jasmine leaves. As soon as Jasmine leaves, they watch her leave. Michael looks over to Brittany. We knew it! Oh my God! How else would she know that all of them would be on board to send them home? They're working together, just like we thought. They're working together. They're not working with Monty and Joe. And this is perfect because this means that Monty and Joseph are not working with them and we can build trust with them. And they're going to need us because they've got all these people that want them out.
Yeah, not only that, they're like, Michael says, that's a group of five people. If they pull us over, we're six and seven. Like, we're the bottom of that. Why would we do that?
Mm-hmm. And if the leftovers, the remaining of the leftovers win, who are going to be the first people to be thrown under the bus? Us.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Now, I do have a question for you because, you know, we're throwing around a lot of this is silly. They're, you know, Jasmine and Daniel and Terrence, they're all burying themselves here. But, at least they're not just sitting by doing nothing. Like, they are, like, there are plenty of times in the past where in Big Brother, someone in Michael or Brittany's position maybe would be open to this and would want to flip in the middle of the game. It doesn't behoove them at this point, but, like, there are plenty of bad players that have been in Big Brother who've done this. So, like, at least they're trying to pitch something. At least they're trying something and not rolling over. Yeah.
And Jasmine, she goes right downstairs and she runs into the bedroom with Daniel and Terrence. And she goes, you guys are not going to believe this. Guess what I just did? I just went, talked to Michael, worked a little magic, and just convinced him to take the shot at Monty. What? Yeah. Yeah, I told him that now's the time to take a big shot. And he was like, mm-hmm. And then I was like, yes, and you need to take the shot at Monty. And he was like, mm-hmm. And then I was like, here are the votes and you can do it. And he was like, mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, let's do this. And they're like, oh, my God. And they celebrate. This is so good. Oh, man. And so Terrence is like, oh, I got to go talk to him. Yeah. Go tell him the same thing. Terrence goes up. He makes the same pitch to Michael and Brittany. Who again look and they're like, and then Terrence goes back down. Jasmine goes into the bedroom with Alyssa. Your girl's been working. What do you mean? Well, I went up to Michael and I told him that he should take a shot at Monty. And guess what he said? Mm-hmm. What? No way. Oh my God. This is so exciting. Yes, we've done it. We've done it. Ah!
Back to back to back. They're also going to tell Indy and Alyssa to go up there and talk to Michael, too. it's comical. It's great.
It's so good. It's another one of those situations. Because I love, obviously, Big Brother, they did include the edit with Nicole talking about Taylor and Taylor praying for Nicole. I did like that, but I felt like they could have done it better. I feel like there's a version of this edit as well that can exist where it's just like, just the upstairs, these idiots downstairs. We did it. Like, there's a great way to do that side by side. That would be really, really fun if they put it together that way.
I can picture the music of like them one by one going in to do the pitch. And every time they leave, Michael and Brittany being like, what are they doing?
It was, here's what it would be them like celebrate. It would be multiple because Jasmine has multiple different conversations and multiple different celebrations. So it'd be a celebration cut to these idiots. Celebration cut to obviously they're working together. We're not going to do this celebration. Anyway. So, Michael, Brittany are going to fill Turner in on the situation. Mm-hmm. Obviously, these people are working together. So the plan is easy. It's Daniel. Daniel's going to go home. These people are all so bad at this game. Like it's so good that we took out Amira and Nicole because they do not know what they're doing.
Yeah. And I don't know if it comes right before this or after this, but during all the celebrating conversations with Jasmine and Indy and Alyssa, they also want Daniel out next. So, or at least they mentioned that, like, yeah, next week we take out Daniel and we're home free. It's like, I'm trying to give them some credit, but they just can't even hold on to their own numbers. So Turner's talking. Turner is also surprised that Terrence would instantly go against Monty and Joseph like that. I think they're all kind of surprised that because they all gave Terrence way too much credit when they all believed, I guess, his just telling them what they wanted to hear last week.
Monty and Joseph have been saying to them, we've got Terrence. He's completely 100% down. Even after they found out he was lying to them that last week, they're still saying this. They're like, okay. Taylor joins. They fill Taylor her joins. In. And Michael's like, I really hope they're downstairs right now feeling really confident. Which, again, also needs to be included in the montage.
Yeah. Yeah. So good. So good. You were just talking about how Monty and Joseph said that they had Terrence, and Taylor's like, yeah, I was talking to Terrence and about how I was worried that like Daniel might go after me, and Terrence told me that he's got Daniel and so it's all good.
Yeah, I've got him. Kyle comes in and he says, because he was just talking with Jasmine, who was like, Kyle, guess what? Michael's gonna take out Monty. He's like, so, because in Kyle's mind, he's like, okay, wow, they,
am I stupid?
Yeah. He's like, so yeah, they're downstairs, all pitching Monty. I don't know what's going on. I was like, exactly. They're all showing their cards. They all want Monty gone. They're not working together, or they're not working with Monty. They're all working together against us. Kyle's like, I'm so confused. Like, why are they doing this? Like, I don't understand.
But the alliance that I thought existed.
Yeah.
But the why? But they all have the same why.
Where did their why go? I just don't get it. Michael's like, they're just not good players. He's like, oh yeah, all right, well, so we're thinking Daniel. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're thinking Daniel.
Oh, so I'm going to have to go on the block.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
What about, remember Jasmine though? Isn't she a big, if we think about it, Jasmine's kind of like the leader on that side, right? Like much more of a threat than Daniel. Jasmine probably is the leader on that side, but Daniel has to go.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because if I rewind, hold on, I got to scroll up in my notes. Just a little bit earlier when Kyle was talking to Michael and Brittany and they were talking about their order of who they would want out and who was a threat. And Jasmine was not at the top of Kyle's list a few seconds ago. So just bringing that up. Kyle spent so long he started the idea of this week being like, well, I guess I could go up on the block against Daniel, but that's not great for me. And what if they decide, worst case scenario, to flip things and realize that I'm a big threat and they got to get me out instead? Spends the rest of the last couple of days building up his target of at least being the one most likely to flip on the alliance or try to turn against it. And then ends up with, actually, he's probably going to go on the block again. All he did was just make it worse for himself. I mean, I don't think they're going to turn on him, but he didn't help himself there.
Yeah. So Joseph joins, they fill him in. He's like, wow, they really showed their cards, their true colors here. And he's like, Terrence really plays it up that he's with us when he talks to us. I just can't believe he's doing this. And so Joseph is shocked and everyone's getting filled in. Monty still hasn't been filled in yet, except for the initial Terrence was throwing the competition thing. Michael talks to Alyssa. He talks to Indy. He talks to multiple people. They're still just floating the idea of Monty being a target. Michael's going to talk to Kyle privately later. And he's like, yeah, so I have to use the veto, obviously. And Kyle's like, I understand. And basically the play for Michael is that he's going to tell everyone that's been pitching Monty to him that, look, I made a deal with Monty last week. He was HOH. He kept me safe. So I have to at least honor that this week, but I'm open to taking the shot in the future. Kind of fully anticipating that they're going to be like, oh, you're just doing Monty's dirty work. It is what it is. Taylor's going to fill Monty in on how everyone is pitching for Monty to leave. And Monty gives the same energy as the...
Their loss.
It's like, well, I mean, all right. I guess if that's what that's how they want to play it. Like, I guess should have expected it. What are we gonna do, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm disappointed in Terrence.
Oh well, so this could not have worked out any better for Monty, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Like, this is
the
great.
The thing that saved Monty from potentially getting targeted was people targeting him. It's kind of funny when you think about it.
Kyle and Monty have a similar conversation. Kyle fills Monty in on everything that's been happening. Yeah, so they're all pitching you. So obviously the veto is going to be used. Daniel's going to go up. We're going to send Daniel out. You know, man, it's so weird. Like all of these people, they're all working together against us still. Luckily, so you know, weird. Luckily we have seven really loyal and trustworthy people working together.
So loyal. People yeah. Who never think of turning against the people they're talking about. Right now.
Luckily our crew is just really solid and nobody would ever think about flipping or voting me out or anything like that. So luckily we're just super solid and these other people are just kind of making big mistakes and stuff. So you're with me, you're with us, right, Monty? Like, yeah, of course.
Yep, that was fun.
Joseph, Monty, and Turner talk some more about it. These mostly just people being filled in for the rest of the night. They talk about how ridiculous the situation is. They talk about how Terrence may have to be next. Michael joins them and they talk about next targets. And for Monty and Joseph at this point, like, yeah, Alyssa's still a target, but Terrence may also need to be a target coming soon, just depending on how the bestie situation plays out here. Those are the top two next targets for them. But obviously there was also some similar talk about Jasmine being a target from some of the others. So, that's most of the game talk from the day and the night. The plan is in place. The veto is going to be used. Daniel's going to go up. Daniel's going to go home. And the leftovers are going to, they're just a lovely little alliance that would never consider turning on each other.
Yeah. Although Michael is going to talk to the cameras.
Yes.
Did you want to talk about something else? First?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the only thing after this. But there are a couple of relationship updates.
Oh, okay. We're doing that one now. Great. Yes. I highlighted that. Cool. Get to go back to that. Who's excited for some potential jailer?
Yes. That's a weird ship name.
What would you rather?
I was fully on board with jailer until you literally just said it out loud, and now I'm hearing it instead of seeing it. And jailer, I don't know. It's just a weird name, jailer.
I don't know. I mean, it doesn't bother me as well. Trust me. If you, Taryn, you know, you're missing out. If you had watched
Riverdale. We're going to lock up the competition.
Taylor. If you've been watching Riverdale, you would know that there's way worse ship names you could have. You could have Phallus. That's a ship name that exists.
At least it makes sense.
All right. Anyway, Jailer. So Taylor and Joseph are talking and Taylor is letting him know that he looks really good in green. And he says, oh, you're going to turn this into a real showman's right now. Because if you make a deal with me, I'm going to have to seal it with a kiss. And she's like, that's dangerous. And he's like, yeah, we'd be put up next to each other. Yeah. And he keeps talking about waiting for the DR to ask him about Taylor. She's like, maybe you should just bring it up yourself.
So worth noting that prior to Amira leaving, there was a lot of flirting going on between Joseph and Amira. I don't know if anybody has seen this either, but Joseph's goodbye message to Amira was like pretty forward. So that was a little weird. But ever since Amira left, the relationship that Joseph has been developing with Taylor has caused some shippers to come out of the ocean.
Woodwork?
Ocean. Well, they couldn't come out of the woodwork because the ship needs to be, they can't come out of the ship.
They built the ship. They don't come out of the ocean.
They build the ship in the ocean. It's an ocean of love and they build a ship in it.
I don't think come out of the ocean is going to be the thing. What if they like come off the dock?
Oh, okay.
That's all right.
Don't worry about it. People have been, you know, looking at this. They've been talking about for the last, you know, week or so, they've been making jokes about like being in a fake showmance, stuff like that. But it's mostly been like nothing more serious than like what Joseph was doing with Amira. So it's been kind of like, is this actually going to be a thing? From Joseph's end, still kind of unclear, but things are heating up a little more. And we finally got confirmation on Taylor's end last night that she went to Brittany and she was like, you got to stop me from crushing. And Brittany was like, crush on who? Ooh. She's like, Joseph. Brittany was like, oh. And she's like, oh, man, I don't worry. I can be your wing woman. And Taylor's like, that's not shutting me down. You're supposed to shut me down. She's like, no, well, I'll shut you down. Just, you know, not in the game, but I'll be your wing woman after the game. And that'll be it. She's like, yeah, of course.
Love it. Look.
So.
You know, I'm a will they, won't they girl. Like, I think I enjoy the pre-showmance way more than I ever enjoy an actual showmance.
Yeah. Well, that's because it's more fun to be on the ship in the ocean than it is to be once the ship docks. It's not going anywhere. It's not fun anymore. What's the point of the ship? It's just sitting there on the dock.
I don't think this metaphor is working for you, Taryn. Workshop it and come back to me.
I mean, they're lost.
So that's happening over there. And then on the other side of things, we have the docked ship, Alyssa and Kyle. Except Alyssa, she needed to talk to Jasmine. She has some things to say. She said,
I was talking to Kyle earlier and he kind of gave me the ick today. The ick. He was talking about like thirst traps and stuff and how he posts these thirst trap videos of him dancing on TikTok all the time. And Jasmine was like, who cares? He's like, am I making a big deal of this? Like, is this weird? It's like, I don't know. Just for me, it's just kind of ick. And Jasmine's like, I wouldn't mind. And Alyssa was like, yeah, I don't know. It was just a weird moment for me. Like, he's 30, lives with his mom, and spends all day posting thirst trap videos on TikTok. I don't know. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah. I don't know if I saw this development coming, but
no.
Well, I guess just because Alyssa spent so long, is this one of those like you like the chase, but you don't want it when you have
it's
it?
It's what you just said. It's the ship on the ocean versus the ship in the dock.
Yeah. Also, I mean, Alyssa hasn't seen it, but at least based on his intro video, we've seen some of those shirtless dancing. I don't think she has a lot to worry about. It's just funny. It's like it's the what Kyle talked about his life back home that is potentially turning Alyssa off and not like, I don't know, everything else she's seen of him in the house.
I mean, it's again, it's just like I've been saying that we've all been saying this for so long. It is a teenage relationship. Like the like weird weirdness, like making out all the time. Like, whoa, I don't know. Was she going to like me? Oh, my gosh, she likes me. And then the second they get into a relationship is like, oh, yes, I'm in love with her. She's the best. And it's like, whoa. Hey, chill. We're just kind of chilling right now.
I thought she was just a girl in love.
Look, love is a fickle thing when you're a teenager. You don't really understand what it means.
How old is Alyssa? Have we figured that one out yet?
I'm pretty sure they're both in their mid-teens.
Okay, that's, mid-teens.
That's the age 15, 16, range here.
That area. Yeah. I don't think I acted like that when I was a teenager.
Yeah, no, like middle school crushes.
I went from 13 straight to 25.
All right. So that's what's happening in the ship world, the relationship, the relationship world.
Yeah. There. So we gave you this was your captain speaking, and we gave you the updates, and we'll see whether or not we dock at any other stations in the future.
If you're team Kylissa, we've docked. It's time to get off the ship. If you're still going to be traveling with us to team Jailer, stay aboard. We are going to head back out into the ocean.
Yep. All right. Sounds good.
So we're not going to end the update on that because the night ended with Michael talking to the cameras. And if you thought, man, Kyle has taken some blows today, and not the kind that he wants, then you might be thinking that, it's time for Michael's cam talk.
Don't air that.
Michael says that his final five, his ideal final five, is himself, Brittany, Taylor, Indy, and Jasmine. He doesn't know how he would get there, but that is his ideal final five. And then he kind of runs through all of the players in the game and how he feels about them. He says he loves Taylor, wants to go to the final five with her. Does think that she is a threat to win, that she could maybe beat him in the end. So he has to watch out for that. Joseph and Monty, loves the both of them. Huge threats. Can't let them near the end. They're going to win the game. Indy would be very easy to beat. Definitely easy to beat player Indy. She's very funny, but would be easy to beat. Jasmine would probably have a case, but he thinks most of his alliance at this point sees through her. So, you know, wouldn't be a bad person to bring down to the end. Alyssa, very sloppy, but mm-hmm. has a very good social game. Terrence, you know, tried to play a bunch of people, but there's a difference between playing and playing well. Turner, one of a kind, probably a dark horse to win this game, Turner. He loves Brittany, would love to sit in the final two with her. He thinks as of now, he'd be looked at as the stronger player. But Brittany is very likable. And if she can come up with some comp wins, you know, she said she wouldn't cut me, even though she thinks I can beat her. But when 750K is on the line within your grasp, you never know what might come up. So got to watch out for that. And then and Kyle, you know, yeah, man, it would kill me to cut Kyle. Well, maybe a little less after some of his comments this week.
Have we seen someone? It's been a long time since we've seen someone who has just like the most accurate reads on the house.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. So just to recap for the day, Kyle started, and I don't know, he was maybe like at a 7 out of 10, moved up to an 8 out of 10 at one point, and by the end of the night, probably going to go on the block against Daniel and is no longer in Michael's final five.
Well, I don't know if he was ever in his final five, but
good point.
but Michael feels and for me, it was very good to hear this specifically from Michael. bringing up like, hey, Michael or Kyle has made some comments that have made me feel not as bad about needing to cut him eventually. Like, okay, thank you, Michael. Thank you for acknowledging this.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think if Brittany spends a little more time talking with Michael as well about Kyle, that'll probably even sway him more in that direction.
Yeah. Brittany really was like the hero of the live feed watchers yesterday as she was really championing their cause at every point, just blocking Kyle left and right. And really being a force for the anti-Daniels.
Daniel.
And pro Taylors as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what we got. That is the day yesterday. So it was a big one. Mary, anything else that you wanted to bring up?
No, we hit most of the big points there. There was one funny moment where Indy was interviewing Joseph and she asked him who he likes most in the house. And he said Indy. And then she said who irritates you most in the house. And he also said Indy. Just, I laughed at that. It was a little funny moment. But that was pretty much it. It was a extensive day. And there was a little something for everybody. You like some strategy, you like some bad gameplay, you like some showmance stuff. It's great.
Yes. So we will likely see Daniel and Kyle go up on the block tomorrow. Tomorrow meaning 2 days from day 32, day 34. But that does, of course, mean that there is time for things to still change. Things are very fluid right now, very shifty. This new group, I talked about it the other day, but like, you know, it was really looking like the game was going to go in a couple of different directions, but the primary direction it seemed like it was going to go in was this new group with Kyle, Michael, Brittany, Alyssa, Turner, and maybe Taylor. Kyle really fumbled the ball on that direction. And, that is now no longer like a clear path forward, because they really think that Alyssa is locked in with Jasmine, Indy, Terrence and Daniel at this point. Kyle's on the block right now, or will be on the block. And this whole thing with Taylor is really putting a cramp in his style. So, you know, where things go from here is going to be interesting. Can Kyle pivot and start, you know, talking more with Taylor, maybe even start talking more with Monty again, like he did a little bit toward the end of the day? Because again, I think Monty is a great ally for Kyle, if he could actually see that. Like, will he pivot in that direction, or is he going to be stuck here and fail? From Michael's point of view, Michael and Brittany, are they going to continue to go in this direction with Kyle? Or where are they going to go? Because they still do feel like they need to do something about Monty and Joseph. It's just not going to be right now. So there's still a lot of options available now for ways that this can go. And no matter how it goes, it's definitely not going to be what Kyle wanted. So that's kind of where we are here today.
Yeah, and you know, Brittany trending on Twitter, always good.
There you go. All right. Well, make sure you come and hang out over on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, hanging out, watching things, talking about the feeds and playing games, all kinds of good stuff there. You can also find the latest Among Us video that dropped over on Wednesday. You can check that one out. Mary, have you seen it yet?
I the one on Wednesday? Yes, I did watch that one.
Yes, yep. Where they misinterpreted.
You know what? It's
my favorite part was that I was like, yeah, I thought that you were trying to put it on Scally. And then you're like, no, I wasn't. I was like, oh, I must have misinterpreted. And then everyone else is like, oh, no, we also misinterpreted.
Yeah. You know, I watched it and I watched it like two times. And after I got to that point, I went back and watched my conversation again. And I'm like, you know, I can see it both ways. So I know what I was saying in that moment, but
I think it's just that Scally started arguing with you because he didn't wait for the point to be made. And then it just felt like you were on opposite ends.
Right. But that's what I was saying. I was like, Scally, why are you arguing with me? It's like you're trying to get me to not. I'm trying to build you up. And you're like, no, Mary, you're wrong. I'm like,
hey, it worked for me.
Yeah, whatever. OK, so Taryn's fine with me getting misinterpreted as long as it works for him. Yeah. In the game. It's fine.
So check that video out. It was a good time. New one will be dropping this week on Wednesday. And you can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. Mary, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and everywhere at Frail Mary. That's pretty much all I've got going on. I'll be back for some more Big Brother stuff, I'm sure. Been having fun watching this season.
All right. Well, thank you all again for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.